look to Jesus and believe him to intervene and work in hearts and bring about the changes that he desires at this time. Praise God. We're not ignorant of the enemy's devices, and we're not letting him in. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. You're above all, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is your camp. You brought us here, Lord, to find you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His blood over the camp tonight. God will sprinkle this camp and everyone in it with the precious blood of Jesus, with the power of his blood.
173.
Praise God. Let's begin our meeting by standing up. How's that?
173. Okay.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? Power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is
for a plan.
praise you for the power, for the victory in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory over all the work of the enemy. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, we claim your mighty working tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're present here tonight in a very real way. And Lord, we pray that throughout this meeting, your presence will increase and the power of the Holy Spirit will be manifested in our midst, Lord, and that you will change our hearts and you will bring us into line with your perfect will. Lord, every one of us, Lord. Jesus, we get our eyes on you tonight, and we commit this meeting to you and pray that you will do what only the Holy Spirit can accomplish. Lord, through the power of your word, by the power of your blood, by the moving and power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus, we praise you for your victory, and we thank you, Lord, that your purpose in our being here will be accomplished in these days, Lord. Jesus, our eyes are upon you, and we're believing you to show us your glory, Lord, and Lord, to straighten out the crooked places and the rough places, and Lord, make the way clear for God's glory to be revealed in greater ways. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Oh, the battle's not ours, it's yours. And Jesus, hallelujah, we look to you, Lord. Praise you. Hallelujah. Make use of the weapons that you have placed at our disposal, Lord. And we know that praise is a great weapon that releases the power of God to cause the will of God to be done. Thank you, Lord. Bless the children tonight. Bless the little ones, older ones. Bless the counselors and workers. Lord, we pray that you'll sweep over this whole camp, Lord. Jesus, you have been building day by day, and today we pray that that which you have in your heart to accomplish in every one of us will be accomplished, Lord, and established, Lord. And where there are things that won't let go, Jesus, we pray that you will command them to move. Amen. Jesus, in your name, we thank you for it. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is victor, and he's above all. And we acknowledge that in the face of whatever we may be facing. We acknowledge he is above all. He's in control, and we're believing that he will set things aright. Praise God. Let's also sing another song upon my heart. Jesus, I come. It's also in this hard-covered book. Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Praise God. Let's come as we sing. Hallelujah. 233. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We're glad to have Audrey on the piano. Are you playing introductions, or are we just going right into it? We're going right into it. Okay. Sounds good.
Out of my out of my
To the microphone, make sure my guitar doesn't fall off my back. Praise God. I will call upon the Lord. Some people, they do an echo there, so if you're inclined to echo, please feel free. Hallelujah. Comes from the Word of God, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Who's worthy to be praised, so shall I be safe from my enemies. Praise God. Here we go. It's in C, if anyone needs to know.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. live and blessed be the rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted.
And I want to sing it one more time. See, if I sing it twice, you'd say, well, we always often sing songs twice. But when you sing it the third time, then people start taking notice. Hey, what's up? Why are we singing this three times? Well, I think the Lord wants to do something for us. And as we proclaim this truth, I will call upon the Lord. He's my rock. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So we're going to sing it one more time and trust God to respond. Amen.
I will call upon the Lord.
One more thing. Now we're going to clap our hands when we sing that chorus. Not because there's a nice beat to the song, but when you do that in faith, that's really a way of praising God and yielding yourself to God. We yield our bodies to God. Hallelujah. And everything we yield to God, God will come into, and God will manifest himself to. So, as we clap our hands, let's do it as a praise to God, and let's believe that God is going to respond and come right to us, even in our bodies. Hallelujah. Oh, don't we need him there? Sure we do. Praise God. Okay, one more time. The Lord liveth.
The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. Let the God salvation.
Okay, now we're getting it.
Yes, the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God my salvation be exalted.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, we praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Emblem of suffering and shame, I love that old cross where the dearest and best for the world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Let's sing that also, number 87, thank you. Number 87, we'll sing that first verse again, and we'll sing it in the key that it's written, and that's two flats, okay, good. Then we can all play together. On a hill far away, stood an old
told we ought to make much of Calvary. Make much of Calvary. That means sing about Calvary. Meditate on Calvary. Thank God for Calvary. Praise Him for Calvary. That's where everything was purchased for us for time and eternity. You can never get away from Calvary. Everything flows from that great sacrifice of love for us. I heard a man was shopping and he went to the counter. Checkout girl was trying to make conversation, wanted to be a blessing. And she was wearing a cross, so he called attention to that. Oh, I see you have a cross. Maybe you're a Christian. He wanted to know whether she was a Christian or not. Why are you wearing that cross? Oh, well, it was a gift for my sweet 16 birthday party or whatever. He said, oh. He said, you know what that cross means? No, I mean, it's religious. You know, she didn't really think much of it. It was more decorative, and it was popular to wear a cross, and she liked the way it looked. And he spoke about how, you know, he said, you know, you're wearing that cross around your neck. He said, but Jesus wore it on his back. That impressed me. You're wearing the cross around your neck. Jesus wore it on his back. He was nailed to that cross. It's an emblem of suffering, and as we heard, of shame. I'm not saying it's wrong to wear a cross, but the world has turned the cross into a decoration. And whenever you see the cross, you have to remember, Jesus wore that on his back for me. How precious. Oh, make much of Calvary. Don't let there be a day that goes by that you don't thank Jesus for Calvary. Because the great victory that was won there is much greater than we can fathom. We just touched the tip of the iceberg, if you know what I mean by that, right? Oh, the power, the victory over all the works of darkness. And it's all been secured for us when Jesus laid down his perfect life. And of course, it all goes together. Jesus had to live the perfect life in order for him to be able to offer the perfect sacrifice. You can't separate the life of Jesus from the death of Jesus. If Jesus had not lived a perfect life, that Calvary would have meant nothing. He would have died just like anybody else. But because he was the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, he could substitute for... Well, because he was so perfect, he could substitute for the whole world. And the Father, looking upon his Son, accepted that sacrifice and showed us his acceptance by raising him from the dead. Hallelujah. And then having him ascend back to his throne there in heaven. So I'm glad that we've been singing about that. I didn't expect Ryan to lead out in a song that was... Must have been the Lord, Ryan. Took a little courage. But thank you. Thank you for yielding yourself to God. Amen. Praise God.